Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Potshot by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. She was wearing a straw hat, pulled down over her forehead, a short flowered dress, no stockings, and white high heels. A lot of blonde hair showed under the hat. Her face was nearly angelic and looked about 15, though the fact that she wore a wedding ring made me skeptical. She marched into my office like someone volunteering for active duty and sat in one of my client chairs with her feet flat on the floor and her knees together. Nice knees. "You're Mr. Spencer." "I am." "Lieutenant Samuelson of the Los Angeles Police Department said I should talk to you." "He's right," I said. "You know about this already?" "No," I said, "I just think everybody should talk to me." "Oh, yes. My name is Mary Lou Buckman." "How do you do, Mrs. Buckman?" "Fine, thank you." She was quiet for a moment, as if she wasn't quite sure what she should do next. I didn't know either, so I sat and waited. Her bare legs were tan. Not tan as if she'd slathered them with oil and baked in the sun, tan as if she'd spent time outdoors in shorts. Her eyes were as big as Susan's and bright blue. Finally, she said, "I would like to hire you." "Okay." "Don't you want to know more than that?" "I wanted to start on a positive note," I said. "I don't know if you're serious or if you're laughing at me," she said.